Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 14, we studied this last week when we talked about wavering. All this ties together. Jesus, you remember, walked on the water. And Peter saw him and said, Lord, if that's you, tell me to come. Well, it was him. So he told him to come. Peter stepped out of the boat. And we know Peter's a man subject to like passions as us. We know he made mistakes. But what the man or woman who's willing to believe and step out on the Word of God is capable of has not been seen by so many. He's doing what Jesus did, right? He is walking on the water and he's doing it by faith. How's he doing this? He's doing it by faith. And yet, what'd the Bible say? He saw the wind, boisterous. He quit looking at Jesus and he began to look at the wind. Verse 30, and what happened? When he saw the wind boisterous, what happened? Notice we talked about faith has to be single visioned. You can't look at Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses and oh man, how I feel. Yeah, but he took my sicknesses. Yeah, but they say I'm going to die. Yeah, but he said with long life, he'll satisfy me. Yeah, but I feel worse now than I did the day before. You got to make up your mind which one you're going to look at. You can't vacillate and waver between both because the Bible said you won't receive anything of the Lord. And you will make a decision. You'll only do this so long. And then what will you do? In this case, what did he do? Jesus, the wind and waves. Jesus, and then what? You'll make a decision. You're only going to do that flip-flop thing so long, and then you're going to make, you won't be looking at him anymore, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. No, you'll be looking at the problem. And when you look at Jesus, and you focus on him, and you think about what he said, faith comes by hearing. Keeping your eyes on him. Your faith is fed. Your faith is nourished. Your faith is sustained. What about when you look away from him and you look at the thing that is the problem and the distraction? What happens then? Read the text. What happened? He saw the wind boisterous. What happened? He was what? How does fear come? Fear comes by looking at the wrong thing. Faith comes by looking at the right thing. Now, you know 2 Corinthians 4. You don't have to turn there, but 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. The things that are seen are temporal, are temporary. But the things that are not seen are eternal." And he said, we walk by faith, not by sight. So many have started out good in faith only to be tripped up by becoming offended. Others have started out doing so well in faith only to lose their faith by becoming double-minded and wavering. Here's another thing. Many have started out well only to quit believing because of fear. Everybody say fear. Now, not long ago, if you were here, you know, we spent weeks and weeks on a series we called Free from All Fears. And fear, though we talked so much about it, I want to spend some more time on it today. It is such an insidious and destructive thing. If you get to looking at the wrong thing, fear will come in. And when it does, you'll cast your confidence away and you will get out of faith. Look at Mark. Chapter 4. In Mark 4, the Bible said in verse 37, Mark 4:37, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he, Jesus, was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. Could you sleep through a storm? In a little boat, being pitched up and down with the waves and the lightning, with water splashing in the boat and filling it up. Could you sleep through that? Apparently. Did you know it's possible to sleep in a lion's den? With great, big, hairy, smelly, hungry lions just feet away. Do you know it's possible to sleep like a baby when you're supposed to be executed first thing the next morning? Peter did. He was sleeping so hard, the angel had to kick him to get him up, didn't he? I mean, he was sawing some logs, man. He was snoozing, wasn't he? Now, get this, friends. Faith rests. Faith rests. Fear is uneasy. Fear is agitated. Right? So you can tell about yourself how well you're doing in your faith walk. Are you agitated? Are you frustrated? Are you biting your lip, pacing the floor? Then you're not in faith. I don't care how many scriptures you quoted that day, you're not in faith. When you get in faith, you breathe a sigh of relief. You cast your cares over on the Lord. You lay your head on the pillow. Could you do it? If you know they've already killed, you know, James, you know they're serious about it, and you are on the schedule for tomorrow. I mean, the flyers have already been printed. Come see the execution. In those days, it was part show, too. People would gather up, especially riffraff. It was a big deal. I mean, people, vendors had come. Sell bread on the side, like a football game almost, you know. So they've already got this thing slated. And he's sleeping like a baby. Why? Because when you are full of faith, you have no fear. When you're full of faith, you can rest. And relax in the face of the most terrible circumstances. You can just sit back in your chair and go, somebody say, well, what if you die? Well, you know, the Lord tarries is coming. We all going to die. Or what if you die? What if I do? I believe it was Brother Oral Roberts. They were talking to him about a specific situation. He was facing a physical problem, and somebody said, you know, that if this didn't happen, then he might not make it. And they're talking about the alternative to him recovering and living. He paused. He said, the alternative is stunning. What does that mean? What if you don't pull through? Yeah, what if I don't? See, for the man or woman whom God is real to and heaven is real to, you cannot scare them with death. You can't scare them at all. And that just takes all the devil's fun away. He just, it frustrates him. He tries to paint such a gloomy picture, and what if you die? And what if this? And and you go, what if I do? What if I do? I'm ready. Fear cannot rest. Faith rests. Now keep reading. He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. Faith can do that. Some years ago, I was flying with a fella who decided to do a trick. Yeah. And I didn't know what I know now. This is years ago. And I mean, we took off in a jet. And we weren't. I mean, we were like maybe 20 feet off the ground. And he does this number. A 90 degree angle from the runway. Well, in order to turn, you have to dip a wing. We weren't 20 feet off the ground. That wing had to be blowing dust off the ground. Well, you touch a wing at 200 miles an hour. You may not know what I'm talking about. And then we ripped out and leveled off and went even faster and just skimmed the top of some buildings. Well, when we were headed towards them, the buildings were higher than we were. And they are right there. I wasn't flying. I was just along for the ride. And looking at them, it occurred to me, you could die right now. And here's the thing I want to get to. You know, of all the things you could be thinking about, I was so pleased that I wasn't scared. It was so real to me. I just sat back, crossed my arms. Okay. I'm not scared. Oh, it meant so much to me. I mean, I know seconds and I could be gone, but hey, I know what's going to happen to me. I know what's going on. Of course, I'm still here. But you know, there's been several situations like that in life over the last few decades, and things come up, and normally you think, well, you begin to panic or something, and the panic wasn't there.
Amen.
Just peace. Friend, that's priceless. You can't put any price on that. What will do that for you? The Word of God. If you'll put the Word in you, the Word in you, the Word in you, year after year, it'll feed your faith. And so many times you don't even know how much is there until something comes up, and then there's nothing but peace. And all you're doing is looking to the Lord. You can't put a price on that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Fear Not, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804F. That's R804F, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.